What's up, everybody? Welcome back to Destiny Youth. My name is Michael, and today I want to talk to you guys about a very deep topic. I want to talk to you about death. Death is just another devil. I want to start off by saying that. And the reason I want to start off by saying that is because if you have a bad notion of death, you're going to be afraid of it your whole life. The Bible tells us in Hebrews 2, let's go there together, actually, so that I won't butcher it. Go to Hebrews 2, chapter 14. Now, since the children have flesh and blood, he too shared in their humanity, so that by his death he might destroy him who holds the power of death, that is the devil, and free those who all their lives were held in slavery by their fear of death. Right? We also see in Hebrews chapter 2, verse 9, he tells us, but we see Jesus, who was made a little lower than angels, now crowned with glory and honor because he suffered death so that by the grace of God, he might taste death for everyone. He tasted death for you. He tasted death for me. What does that mean? That means that we have authority over death because of what Christ did. That's why the Bible says, Jesus told us in Mark 16, he said that we will cast out devils, who lay hands on the sick, we will raise the dead. Well, you can't raise the dead. You can't tell death to leave a person, you know, without the authority to do so. You need the authority of the Holy Spirit, of God Almighty, to do the things that you need to do. You see what I'm saying? And so Christ said that the Bible tells us that Christ tasted death for everybody. He took away the fear of dying. I don't know about you, but when I was younger, I had a fear of dying. I used to be deathly afraid of dying. Isn't it not even a pun? I used to be so afraid of dying. I didn't want to go to sleep because I was afraid that I was going to see the angel of death. I was going to see some shadowy figure just ready to take me. Come on, boy. You know, I thought that that's what life was going to be about for the rest of my life. I didn't know that this Bible verse even existed. I'm sure my family didn't know this Bible verse even existed. And there's nothing wrong with that. It's just, it's not some, you know, we ever talk about. You see what I'm saying? So what you have to understand is that, yes, things do happen. The enemy, his job is to steal, kill, and to destroy. We understand that as a very simple doctrine. Anytime you hear something that tries to steer away from that, you need to stay away from it. Why do I say that? Because if you are under the impression that God can sometimes steal, can sometimes kill, can sometimes destroy, you're always going to think, well, when do I pray? You see what I'm saying? When my grandma passed away, I was about 16 years old. No, 13, my bad. I don't know where I got 16 from. Lord Jesus. I was about 13 years old. And we were been praying. I mean, she had cancer. I mean, and she was in her last stages. I mean, we were like, come on, Lord. Come on, Lord. You know, we was praying in tongues, doing all the oil and all the stuff. Oh, glory to God. Praising God because we knew what was done. And then guess what? She died. She died, man. How did she die? I mean, we prayed. Guess what people told me? Some people said, well, it was just her time. The Lord called her home. I'm like, cool. He may have called her home, but I called him first and told him, don't take my grandma. Right? Then I heard, well, God did heal her. He healed her in heaven. No, he didn't. Her body's in the ground. If her body's in the ground, that means it didn't get healed. Amen. So I went about for about 5 extra years after that moment, not knowing why things happen. I went about not knowing how to talk to God because I'm like, well, if God is just going to twist my prayers to fit his agenda that in my mind at that point looked evil, why would I ever want to pray to him again? Yet somehow this is the guy I'm supposed to go to when I have my problems. The Bible tells me that he takes care of all my enemies, but sometimes he feels like my enemy. Okay. Yeah, I know what you know what I'm talking about. Sometimes he feel like my enemy. So if he feels like my enemy, how am I supposed to trust him? That's what I thought. Till I learned when I was about 18 years old, 18, 19, right after the hit of COVID, after a slew of prophets started talking, well, you know, God is causing this because he's trying to wake up the church. So he's letting people out there die because y'all ain't listening. Okay. But let's go with that. So that means that you are so holy, that the church is so holy in this moment, that they gonna take hits for us? No. The enemy came to steal, kill, and destroy. The greed of man caused this thing. It's a man-made virus. Man-made, which means God did not make it. Do you see what I'm saying? So if God is not behind it, stop putting God's name in it. I also learned, this is the main point I wanted to get to, that just because something happens, does not mean God wanted it to happen. Go to, let me see if I can find it real quick. Hey, hold on. Go to Matthew 18, 18. Should have known that. Matthew 18, 18 is a very powerful scripture that a lot of people don't talk about, because if you start talking about it, you got to talk about dominion, which is a lot of responsibility. Truly, I tell you, whatever you bind on earth will be bound in heaven, and whatever you loose on earth will be loosed in heaven. Whatever what? You bind. Does it say, whatever the Father binds? Oh, no, it says whatever you bind. Whatever you bind, then it'll be bound up there. Let me see if I can run to the translation. I tell you the truth, whatever you forbid on earth will be forbidden in heaven, and whatever you permit on earth will be permitted in heaven. So if you're not binding and permitting stuff, if you are the police force and you are letting the craziness happen, guess what? It's going to happen. Why am I telling you this? Because there are a few reasons why people die. I want you to write this down. Number one, they have a will. They have a will. There is nothing you can do if a person has decided they are ready to go. My grandma was ready to go. My grandfather was ready to go. And I'm saying this as somebody who had to forgive them, because it wasn't easy. See, I had to forgive them because in my heart, I could not understand, how could you leave me like this? But guess what? Check this out. They had a will. How did I know? My grandfather told everybody he was ready to go, and he died that night. My grandma, when she first got diagnosed, we didn't know. She didn't tell us till it was almost over. So if she wanted to be healed, it was going to be a real, real powerful miracle. But we knew she was ready to go because grandpa was gone. So you know how that stuff goes. I won't get into all that. What am I telling you this for? That lets us know that even if I prayed day and night for my grandma to be healed, guess what? Even if it was God's will, it wasn't her will. The Bible tells us, Jesus told us, he says, you make the word of God no effect. Mark 7, 13. He says, Mark 7, 13, making the word of God of no effect through your tradition, which you've handed down, and many such things you do. You can make the word of God of no effect because of how you think, how you believe, even if it's wrong. That's why you got to make sure the Bible is your final authority. I heard a man say a couple months ago, and it really struck me. He said, are you willing to put all your experience on the altar if it doesn't line up with the word? I had a demon come out of a Christian. The demon was speaking to me. How did a demon speaking through a Christian? First off, the Bible says that I'm not even my own. So how in the world can a demon possess me when I'm possessed by God? Okay, that's a whole nother conversation. We ain't going to get into that. All right. I want you to, I'm telling you this because I want you to understand, God may be ruler, but he's not in control. Genesis chapter 1, verse 26. Go there with me. I'm pulling out the scriptures, bro. God got it coming out of my spirit. Genesis 1, chapter 26. Let us make man in our image. That's what God said. Our likeness, so that they may rule over the fish. Hold on. So they may rule. Capitalize that word. Rule over the fish in the sea, the birds in the sky, the livestock, and all the wild animals, over all the creatures that move along the ground. What is the next part? I want to keep going. So then he says, thus the heavens and the Lord were finished. Okay. He goes to Genesis chapter 2, verse 7. And guess what? He does it again. Is it Genesis chapter 2, verse 7? Yeah. Now he creates the man. So he breathes into the man. Okay. He says to him in Genesis chapter 2, verse 15. The Lord God took the man and put him in the garden and put it to work it and take care of it. And the Lord God commanded the man, you are free to eat from any tree, but you must not eat from the tree of knowledge of good and evil, for when you do it, you shall die. Okay, I want you to catch this. That God gave dominion to you and me. That means that God cannot pop into any situation just because he wants to. Think about it. If he, that makes you look upset. That makes you upset, doesn't it? Because you mean to tell me that he's all powerful, but he can't even pop up in a situation when I'm at my wit's end. I can't seem to go on anymore, but I don't know what to do now. That's why you have the Holy Spirit in you, because the Holy Spirit can only restrain evil when he talks to you, when you do what he says. That's why he needs you to be obedient. That's why he needs you to be praying, because when you're praying, you know what the Holy Spirit wants and you can act on it. Okay. Why am I telling you this? Because God in the Garden of Eden, when Adam and Eve messed up, the big question is, why didn't God get involved? And that's where predestination comes in, because God wanted it to happen. That was God's plan all along. He wanted them to sin because he has a plan. No, that's not what happened. What happened was Adam and Eve messed up because they didn't listen. Why didn't God get involved? Because he's faithful. Huh? He's faithful. Miles Monroe said this. He's a faithful God. He told them, you have dominion, which means that if I get involved in your mess, if you don't ask me to get involved, I'm a liar just like Satan. God can't go against his word. If I told you have dominion, guess what? You have dominion. That means unless you invite me in, unless you call me in, unless you invite heaven to back you up, nothing can be done. Nothing. That's why in Matthew 18:18, Christ said to teach us dominion again. Matthew 18:18. Truly I tell you, whatever you bind on earth will be bound in heaven. Whatever you loose on earth will be loose in heaven. Why am I telling you this about death? Because number one, like I said, people have a will. All that authority, people have a will. Right? What's the next thing? Maybe we pray wrong sometimes. We can pray wrong. Yeah. Go to James. James chapter 4. Is it 4? I think it's 4. James chapter prayer. Is it James chapter yeah, let's go to James chapter 5. I wasn't even planning on using this, but I'll use it. The prayer of faith. Is anyone among you in trouble? Let them pray. Is anyone among you happy? Let them sing songs of praise. Is anyone among you sick? Let them call all the elders of the church to pray over them and anoint them with oil in the name of the Lord, and pray in the prayer offered in faith will make the sick person well. Stop there. Okay, hold on. And the Lord will raise them up. Okay, stop there. It's not enough for you just to believe that God can heal you. It's not enough. People think it's the elders. That's not what I'm talking about. It's not the elders. It's the what? Prayer offered in faith. How do I have faith in my prayer? By using scripture. Father, you said here, boom, 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 boom. You also said here, boom, 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 boom. I'm standing on that. You can't lie. So you have to operate based on your own word. That's not being rude. That's telling God the truth. And guess what? He likes it. The Bible says, remind me of my promise. Which means that if we have to remind God of the promises, guess what that means? You might as well remind them. That don't mean he's crazy. That don't mean he's stupid. That don't mean you don't remember. But you have to remember, because you cannot be wrong when you speak faith. Can you say amen? Okay. So the next point. So you have people's will. Then you have the praying wrong. Those are the main reasons why people still die. Number three, people are not praying. Period. That's not just praying wrong. People ain't praying. How many times have you had a dream about somebody dying and you didn't do anything about it? And then you woke up one day, like a couple weeks down the line, and they was gone. Me, a couple times. And I ain't saying that to be like, yeah, I'm a prophet of God. No, I mean, like, it's not even about that. They died. And I knew about it. And I didn't do nothing about it. Well, God knew you were not going to do anything, so he chose you. No, that's not true. He chose me because I was supposed to do something. I'd never been through it before. I hadn't been through it before. So if you're not praying, nothing's going to get done. Check this out. When James went to jail in Acts, guess what? When he went to jail, nobody was praying. He got his head cut off. When Peter was in jail and the church was praying earnestly, fervently, effectually, guess what? Did he end up dying? No. The angel got him out of jail. That's not by coincidence, man. That's not by coincidence. That's on purpose. Why do you think when Jesus was in the Garden of Gethsemane, he got mad at his disciples? Could you not pray with me for an hour? Now, of course, the plan for him was to die. Right? The plan for him was to die. But that's why he chose those people, because he knew they weren't going to pray. He in his soul was mad. His soul was angry. Could you not pray with me for an hour, man? Because I'm angry right now, man. I got to go to this cross. I got to be beaten. I got to suffer. I don't want to do this. But I know for your sake, I got to do it. Amen. So that's why it doesn't happen. Now, I want to talk to you about how to prevent it from happening. Number one, pray. Stay in prayer. Stay in prayer. Okay. You may not even know, Lord, I don't know who's dying, but just protect them. No, you pray in the spirit, because your spirit knows, the Holy Spirit in you knows. Just pray. Just let it happen. Don't try to fight it. Don't try to, I don't understand. Don't worry about understanding. You are praying things that your mind doesn't understand. What did Paul say? You are praying mysteries to God. Unknown things. That means the things that are above your pay grade right now. Amen. And that's fine with me. I ain't getting paid enough. What? Amen. So that's one way you stop. Another way is encouragement, joy. What do I mean? So there was a pastor. You guys ever heard, I ain't gonna say his name. He's a great man of God, though. He was praying for this lady. The Lord told him to pray for this lady in his service. And she was on her way out of here. She was gone. She was, you know. He felt led in his spirit to pray for her. So he goes up to her. He's like, man, she don't look good. So he starts appealing to her memory. So he's like, hey, you been to that restaurant down the street? She said, yeah. You know, she looking real sick. Yeah. He said, wouldn't it be nice to take your grandkids and just go there and just enjoy yourself? She said, oh, yeah. And her face lit up. He said, is that what you want for real? She said, yeah. So he prayed for her. And guess what? She got her will back to live because she had somebody to live for. She had something to live to. You see what I'm saying? That woman is alive today, doing well. And do you understand why? Because joy is the strength. How does the, what does the Bible say? Let's go there. Let me see. You can't draw. Right here. Therefore, with joy, ye shall draw water out of the wells of salvation. That's Isaiah 12, verse 3. Therefore, with joy shall ye draw waters out of the wells of your salvation. You need joy. The reason why a lot of people die early is because they ain't got no joy. They have nothing exciting. They, you know, and excitement and joy don't come from circumstances, no. But joy is not just for the hard times, when the enemy comes up against you. Joy is for any time. You understand what I'm saying? Don't get it twisted. Don't believe the hype. Joy is for all times. Have a smile on your face. Have a reason to live. The reason why so many people, young folk, if you're watching me by YouTube or podcast, whatever, I want you to hear me out. The reason why you are struggling with depression is because you put on this sad worship music. There's nothing wrong with worship, but you don't have the proper you don't have the proper attitude to enter into worship until you enter into praise, and you get joy through praise. What's the Bible say? I will throw off the spirit of heaviness and put on a garment of praise. That means there's a spirit of heaviness. How many times you've been feeling good? Next thing you know, you're like, Guess what? That's a spirit of heaviness. Throw it off. Say, hallelujah. I'm not telling you this more. Because if you want to see your life blossom, you got to have joy. You have to have it. Joy is important. Huh? Joy is very important. Joy is the principal thing. What does the Bible say? The kingdom of righteousness, the kingdom of heaven is righteousness, peace, and joy. It didn't say faith, because that's what it's made out of. But it consists of righteousness, which is right standing with God. Peace, which means I ain't got no strife with nobody. And joy. Happiness, spiritual happiness that comes from the inside. Happiness comes from out here, but joy, I got a smile on my face. When the enemy got people writing forms about me that don't even know my name, but they want to come at me for believing what I believe, guess what? Got that joy on the inside of me that says, ha ha, devil, you suck. That's joy. You need joy. Do you understand what I'm saying? People, there's nothing wrong with worship music, but you need some music that's going to build up your spirit in that praise area. And then you enter into worship. The Bible says what? I will enter his gates with thanksgiving. I will enter his courts with praise. It didn't say worship. It didn't say prayer. You can't even pray correctly without praising God. I learned that today. I'm serious. I was on. And, you know, you think I should know this by now. Nah, I'm still learning. I'm telling you, I was trying to pray in the spirit. Oh, rabba, niaraboto. You know, I'm trying to go in. I can't seem to go in. And the Holy Spirit was like, start singing. I was like, oh. And I started singing, anointing, fall on me. And guess what? The anointing fell on me. And I started being able to pray. I started praying. It was more easy. I wish I could give you the example I have in my head, but I don't think people are prepared for that yet. And I'm not saying that privately. I'm saying that because it's very detailed. Okay. But practice the presence of God. Okay. But anyway, joy can defeat death. What is it? Joy is medicine. Proverbs 17:22. I should have known this by my heart. A cheerful heart is good medicine, but a crushed spirit dries up the bones. A joyful heart is good medicine, but a crushed spirit dries up the bones. A merry heart doeth good like medicine. but a broken spirit dries the bones. God does not intend for you. God does not intend for you to live a life of mediocrity, does not intend for you to live a life of sadness and disease and sickness and mental instability. No, he intends for you to live a life of prosperity, healing, joy, salvation, and you bringing that to others. Holy Ghost fire belongs to you. So you can bring it to others. I don't care what nobody, no critics say, because I guarantee most of them critics, they're typing from $4,000 computers. They're typing from $900 iPhones. Jesus didn't have no jet. Jesus didn't have no Lamborghini. Yeah, he didn't have a phone. Okay. He didn't have a bunch of church members he can go to church with neither. But here we are. He died so you could have those things. I want you to get that. Don't let the enemy usurp your authority over your own life. And with that authority, call on God, who has all power in his hand. Amen. He has all power. You have authority, but he has power. What's the difference? Authority means, like Kenneth Hagin said, I don't have enough power to hold all the cars back at an intersection, but I have the authority to say, they got to stop. I didn't go like, no, I just said, beep, beep, beep. They got to stop. That's what authority is. Being able to know who you are and the power behind the badge that you wear. Amen. If you don't know Christ and you lost somebody that went to heaven and you want to make sure that you see them again, but you're not just that, you want to make sure you live a life that's fulfilling to God. I want you to let Christ into your life. Don't just assume that because you go to church every Sunday or every Wednesday or both that, oh yeah, I'm going to heaven. If you don't know that if I close my eyes tonight, that I'm going to be with the Lord, I want you to pray this prayer with me. Heavenly Father, I admit that I've sinned. I believe in my heart that Jesus Christ is Lord and that he died on the cross for my sins. I turn from my sin. You promised me the Holy Spirit, and I receive the Holy Spirit. Fill me with the Holy Spirit. Thank you, Lord, that I'm part of your kingdom. And thank you that you've written me in the Lamb's Book of Life. In Jesus' name, amen. Welcome to the family of God. If you are dealing with sickness in your body, I'm going to pray for you. And then I'm going to pray for, and if you are somebody that's dealing with somebody else that's dealing with it, I want you to stand in proxy for them, okay? Father, in Jesus' name, we thank you for the person across the screen right now. We thank you that the Holy Ghost knows every health issue and that he's going there right now. Every cancer cell, which are just cells in rebellion, we command you to leave the body right now in Jesus' name. We command it with Holy Ghost cells of fire and power to command those cells to leave in Jesus' name. We thank you for it, Lord. We thank you. And with anybody else who's struggling with any other disease, if you're having liver issues, you're having spleen issues, you're having back issues, whatever it is, we command it now to stop and to heal in Jesus' name. The Holy Spirit is sending the healing power of God into your body now. In Jesus' name. If you struggle with depression, I want you to pray this prayer with me as well. Father, in Jesus' name, I renounce depression. I renounce anxiety. I renounce bipolarism. I renounce schizophrenia. I renounce all those mental problems that are not of you. Any mental problem that is not of you, which is all of them, I command it to leave in Jesus' name. I don't own it. It's not mine. I don't want it anymore. I choose to live a life of peace, of joy, and I choose to live in the blessing of God. I have the mind of Christ. I don't have a broken mind. I don't have a broken heart. My heart belongs to God, and he's healed my heart. according to Luke 4:18. I thank you, Lord. That is done. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Thank you for praying with me. If you are just now saved, welcome to the family of God. Man, I'm so happy to have you. I mean that. And I'm sure heaven is happier than I am right now. Woo, man. And I'm happy that all of you that prayed that prayer that needed healing in your body, expect a change, man. Some of you right now, let me know if it changed you. If you feeling better already, maybe you had a cold or something. Maybe you had a leg that was hurting. I don't know. Whatever it was, just let me know down in the comments. Let me know on Instagram. Let me know all over social media. I'm just happy to be of service to you. I'm trying to think. Is there anything else? No, there's nothing else right now. I love you guys, and I'll see you guys next time.